T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Brian Billick, the former coach, now NFL Network analyst, and he joins us as all our guests do on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Coach, how are you doing this afternoon?
I am doing great.
Browns pretty much had their state of the, I would say state of the unit, but the GM John Dorsey talked to the media yesterday as the team sits at 2-4. As you can imagine, with all of the expectations and fans kind of up in arms a little bit in terms of the offense, the struggles Baker Mayfield. What do you make of John Dorsey saying that he's happy with Freddie Kitchens calling the plays? I mean, not that you expect him to kill him or anything, but at the same time, he went out of his way to say he's happy the way he's calling games.
Well, what else are you going to say? You know, and he may very well be. At the end of the day, the players have got to play the game. They're the ones that have to execute. And obviously at the heart of it is Baker Mayfield. And we talked about this before the season, that last year when he finished so well and above 60% and 2 touchdown to 1 interception ratio, which is exactly where you want to be. The question was, how would he perform over the long term with the expectations being what they were coming into the season? And that's where we've seen that, how he ends up with 5 touchdowns to 11 interceptions. You know, he's going to throw it in there. He's going to make things happen. But right now, it's not falling on their side. And he's got to judge a little bit, because at the end of the day, the difference between good quarterbacks and bad quarterbacks, anybody can throw it up. And everybody can have the bravado to put it in someplace. But you got to do it and be on the positive side of the till when it comes to 65% completion, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception ratio. And right, last year he was, this year he's not. He's got to find that and have a little better judgment about when I try to make this throw and when I don't.
You know, when you look at Freddie Kitchens, he's taking a lot of blame for this, for the 2-4 start to the season. You know, he's had some issues with maybe some game management stuff, especially down the stretch in games and at the end of half situations. How tough is it for a first-time head coach? First, he was never even a real coordinator, but just 8 games last year, right? I mean, we're looking at Freddie Kitchens. It's been 6 games. It's too early. How tough is it for him, coach, to be a first-time head coach, learning to call plays and then also trying to deal with these game situations?
Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah, and you've got to set up structure. I've done both in terms of calling plays as a head coach and not calling plays and the different focuses and responsibilities you have. And it's a lot. If you're going to call plays, I mean, when you're an offensive coordinator, you are totally absorbed with that. Well, if you're going to do that, you better have somebody in your ear that has an eye on the head coaching things that you need to be aware of. When I took the play calling over in 2006, I had Vic Fangio on my staff. And I put Vic in charge. I said, Vic, you got to become the head coach for me. I want you in my ear constantly. As I'm focusing on whether it's the play calling or when defense is on the field and I'm talking to the quarterback or the offense or whatever, you got to make sure you got to jerk me back into the game when those head coaching decisions have to be made. And it's not just, oh, okay, coach, are we going to go for 4th down? You know, are you going to punt here? Or, you want to challenge? There's a rhythm to it. And if you're going to do both, there's a lot. And there's guys that do it successfully. There's a lot of guys, top coaches, that also go, you know what, I'm going to be the head coach and I'm going to make sure that I let my coordinators do their job and I'll oversee things. But, so there's a lot of different ways to do it, but it is a lot, particularly if you haven't done either, whether it's play calling or being the head coach. It's a steep learning curve.
Former NFL coach, current NFL Network analyst Brian Billick joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Bull and Fox here on 92.3 The Fan live at Roll House in Mentor. Coach, how open, wide open, is that AFC North division? We got the Browns 2-4, Baltimore 4-2, but again, that's a Baltimore team that the Browns beat quite soundly in their building. So what does that AFC North look like to you so far through 6 weeks?
Yeah, I think it's a real track meet. I think everybody, you know, everybody's got their issues. Cincinnati clearly is not a factor in terms of making a run at it. But, no, I don't know that Baltimore or Pittsburgh feel – I mean, they feel good about what they're doing, but I don't know that they can be standing and thumping their chest saying, hey, we're the best team in the AFC. Baltimore, the defense, as you all saw when Cleveland went up and down the field on them, has some issues with the front seven. They've just added Marcus Peters on the back end because I think they're going to have to do more and more with their front seven, building the box, getting the plus one to stop the run because they are struggling with it. And offensively, obviously, they've been spectacular at times. But Lamar Jackson, again, okay, is he really going to run the ball 180, 190 times this year? That's we'll see if that lasts. And then obviously with Pittsburgh, who's actually feeling pretty good, playing good defense, running the ball, got to deal with the quarterback position. So, yeah, I think this thing is far, far from being settled.
You look at the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes. They play tonight, of course, against Denver. Pat Mahomes has kind of been back to earth a little bit here the last couple of weeks. What do you make of that situation, and what do you think about tonight's game? Your boy Vic Fangio's got that defense playing really well.
A problem. Yeah, I think the ankle is real. And obviously the injuries, I don't think Sammy Watkins is playing this week. They're just now getting Tariq Hill back. So it does make a difference. And I think that ankle, his inability to follow through, has affected a little bit. Mm-hmm. But they're going to have the biggest problems defensively. And the two losses to Houston and to Indianapolis. Now, these teams together, each ran the ball better than 40 times. Each had over 180 yards rushing, and each had the ball for better than 37 minutes time of possession. If you want a template of how to beat Kansas City, it's that. Don't let Mahomes have the ball, whether he's playing well or not. And you got to run the ball effectively. You got to get touchdowns instead of field goals to keep up with that offense. But for them to lose two games at home, and Houston obviously had a great game. Indianapolis, who's a good team, but not a great team. They got issues on defense now. Kansas City does, and that's going to be the challenge. Can Denver take advantage of that formula? They only ran for about 100 yards against Tennessee in their last win. They're certainly capable of it. The defense, their pressures kind of come in bunches. They go a couple games with no sacks, and then they get 6 and 7 sacks in a single game. Joe Flacco's a solid quarterback, but he needs some balance. So, Kansas City is still a work in progress. Pat Mahomes is brilliant, but I think that ankle is for real, and the defense has issues.
Coach, let's go over to the NFC and particularly that West Division. Last week, maybe it's an aberration, but that Rams offense really struggling. You've got to believe that Jared Goff, confidence can't be too high right now. It was only 1 week, but then you look at a team like the San Francisco 49ers, and obviously the Browns saw this. Unfortunately, on Monday night, this is a team that's seemingly no joke under Kyle Shanahan. And we talk about the offensive mind, and he's got that. But, man, defensively up front, they seem to have it all together.
They do, and they're playing really, really well. Now, we'll have to see a few more games here. They go to the Redskins, which, again, I know the West Coast, East Coast thing, but that should not be too much of a challenge for them. Then they have the Panthers. A couple weeks after that, they got the Seahawks. So their schedule plays out well for them in terms of, playing the upper division teams versus the rest of the y'alls. But they do look for real. And again, it's the same thing. Good defense. Looks like they have some balance in the running game. Garoppolo's playing well. Has got some good balance. Doesn't put them at risk. So, yeah, they clearly look like they could be a factor.
Let me ask you about a team you're obviously you're familiar with from your days back when, as far as the Minnesota Vikings and that offense. A few weeks ago, everybody was kind of leaving them for dead, and, Kirk Cousins and even rumblings in their own locker room. What do you make of the last couple of weeks, and is this team a team to be reckoned with, you think, the second half and possibly a postseason team as well?
They do, in the fact that they're playing really good defense. Dalvin Cook may be the best back in the league right now, and Kirk Cousins has shown signs that when he needs to, he can crank that thing up and make it happen. The thing about, and Kirk Cousins, that's been the MO. He's got great numbers and he can look really good, but when the heat is on and he really's got to do it, sometimes it can be a problem. They've got the balance that should bode very well for them. And if he just throws it 20 times, that's cool. Play good defense, run the ball. The key is if they got to go throw it 40, 45 times, can he do that? He's shown he can. The subtle thing about right now for Cousins, And next-gen stats are the thing. I did this on Playbook this week. And I'm not big into a lot of, you know, sometimes the metrics of it and the analytics. Okay, well, what are we really saying? But there's one now that really interests me. It's they chart and they call it expected completion percentage. And they factor in speed of the receiver, the time the ball's in the air, the separation from the DB. In terms of throws that have low expectation of being completed, yet guys like Russell Wilson complete them. And it's basically making plays outside the design of the offense. Well, Kirk Cousins is ranked third in the league right now and making plays out of kind of what's not there. And so that potential is there. And if he can maintain that, they certainly have the other parts in terms of the running game and the defense for this to be everything the Vikings thought they were going to get when they signed him 2 years ago.
Hey, Coach, before we let you go, do want to let you know or do want to hear from you as far as the work you're doing, great work you're doing with Roman. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I'm excited about the partnership and telling people about Romans. You know, when you get to a certain age, well, guys over 40, 50% haven't been to the doctor in 2 years. That's not right. There's just too much going on. You need, I mean, before it was easy. If I had something going on, I'd walk down the hall and I got world-class trainers and doctors there with the Ravens. Well, I don't have that now. You need access to professional people. You go to GetRoman.com, U.S. licensed physicians, can talk to you about a myriad of things that you're dealing with, get you pointing in the right direction. Their pharmacy, 24/7, 365 days a year, get to it within 2 days. You need to go to GetRoman.com to make sure that you're addressing all the things that you need to address physically.
Appreciate the time, as always, and hope to do it again real soon. Thank you, bud.
Sounds good.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.